Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
So we have Paula Phelan with us, and as I mentioned at the outset of the show, she's going to be talking to us about the intersection of artificial intelligence and public relations, and really a fascinating topic. We've had a lot of people talking about artificial intelligence on the show, but I've never really thought about mixing artificial intelligence and public relations. So that's kind of a new spin. So welcome to the show, Paula. Tell us what you're doing in this area.
A lot of things. I'd been working in quantum computing prior, and I had been involved in several different projects with AI, basically within the platforms. And then when OpenAI rolled out ChatGPT, it just changed the world in a very, very dramatic way. So that anybody who's listening, anyone who has a startup or an existing company, AI is the future. I've been in tech for a lot of years, and there's nothing like this ever. Everyone can touch AI. Everyone can play with it. Right now, in this moment in time, anyone who has an idea, has imagination. In fact, that's what I say about AI. Its only limitation is your own imagination. Anything that you want to do, it can do with you right now. Anything that you have a question about, how to fix my product, how to move my product the next level, any of those things, AI can help you address those right now.
But aren't you concerned that AI is going to eat us alive?
It's going to change our life.
It's really going to change.
It is.
Right.
Everything. And that is why 80% of all
businesses. That doesn't worry you, though.
No, it's here, and we live with it, and this is what's happened.
Some people are afraid of it, don't like it, think it's horrible, but it doesn't matter, like you're saying, because you have to know what it is, and you have to know how people are using it if you're in business so that you can use it the same way or better.
You know what? I am generally opposed to government regulation, but I will say this is one area where I think we need to take a hard look about how fast we're going to let the genie out of the bottle, because this can just kind of take over and there's no management of this. And so where there's certainly a lot of great things, there's a lot of stuff that's really scary. I saw a program where they were using AI to make drugs, and the scientists, just to see if they could do it, were making poisons, using AI to make really effective poisons. So there's a downside to this. We're silly if we don't try to deal with that.
We absolutely have to. And the EU is one of the places to look to first, because the EU has done the best part, especially around privacy. For instance, the best way to go after this isn't going to be around copyright infringement per se, because AI can copy everything, right? We know about Getty and music in particular. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of issues around the creatives losing to AI. But the way California is approaching it is they're looking at it as a privacy issue. So where is AI attacking privacy? And that's sort of where the court is going there, as opposed to trying to say copyright, because they've already given up. It's done. So you are so correct, but the genie is already out of the bottle. It's already there. And so we're going to start clamping down and clamping down. But at the moment, if you've got a great idea, this is the way to be able to go.
We can do this. It's just a question of, do people see it as a danger?
Because there are only five companies who are really running this whole thing, or maybe even less. So you've only got a few that really have the power in the platform that we're all using.
Well, doesn't that make it a little more scary, though, that it's already being monopolized and it's brand new?
Very much. Because one of the things that's going to start happening is what I'm talking about now, of everyone to just jump in, really understand what it is, because eventually you will get less and less access. Only corporations will have access to the full power, and the individuals, which we now have, the same access a corporation has, it will disappear, so that the masses will not have access, but we will be impacted by it. It will change our day-to-day life.
That's also scary, because as a small business person and one who advocates for small businesses, this is one of the things that levels the playing field. But something tells me that there are people out there who don't want a level playing field, right? And if they can restrict and manage this, then that also makes me even more concerned. And the fact that they're using people's information and their personal information. When people started posting stuff on Facebook, did they ever think that AI was going to come along and start collecting that information and, you know, creating all sorts of dossiers about people and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that? It was just never even thought of when you started. But now look at where we're at, right? And there's nothing anybody can really do to stop that.
To Paula's point, you have to know about it. as much as your interest will take you or your tech ability will take you, you have to know about it because it is impacting our future and it is impacting your future. I love this philosophical discussion, but I'm kind of interested. We've been using it in our marketing for over the last year. That's, I think, one of the places when they brought out AI, the people in marketing were like, yes, we're going to grab this and run with it. And it's creeping into every other area a little more slowly. So what are you doing with it in marketing? How do you use it?
Sure. So in the public relations arena, basically what we can do is, up until now, you had to actually know the people you were reaching out to. You'd have relationships, understand where they'd been in the past, where they were going in the future, all of that. With AI, you don't need to do that. It simplifies the entire project completely for a lot of the things that, Richard, you mentioned in terms of what's been scraped already. It's out there. So it is just collecting all of the information it already knows about you, or the journalist in this case, and can identify this is what this person cares about. This is what they're writing about right now. This is what they're posting. And be able to deliver to them the exact piece of information you have to the very person who's interested in it in this moment. Sounds like magic, but it actually works. And that is AI. Up until then, you only had to have people with years and years of experience to be able to do that. Now, the closest thing I've gotten recently, I'm thinking about analogies. In the clothing industry, at one point, all clothes were made by hand, individually for each person. They were custom made. Now, the agency that I ran for 30 years, it was a custom-made agency, really very articulated for each individual. That will still be needed. People will still want custom dresses, yes. Right? The Met Gala, somebody's going to have a custom dress there. But eventually, what ended up happening is you were able to have things go to everybody, and it got cheaper and more accessible. And that's where we're headed here. In PR, in marketing, in just picking up your phone and trying to get information, you're going to get the more generic version. But it'll mean more people have more access.
I never really thought of the trade-off that way, because so much of what we do is based on relationships. Mm-hmm. And the quality of the service that we provide is based on an understanding of the client's business and where they want to go.
And this could be a benefit for you in the future. But all the things that you just described in terms of the factors that you look to for folks that you represent, you could actually put that into AI right now, ask those questions, and it will give you the feedback on that individual and that company. But where you come in is you now can take all that, the material that would have maybe taken you 3-4 hours to research, you can now take that and add the value add that you bring to the meeting, mm-hmm. the value add of experience. That's what AI won't be able to do. It won't be able to look at a lot of different things simultaneously and say, okay, this is what we do in this situation. That's still you. That's all you.
I guess in terms of how PR applies to people, do you see an implementation outside of the product space?
The process is no different. It's just that the AI takes all the work out of it, all of the research and the time that you spend truly trying to understand that person and where they're focused and all of that. It will just say, okay, these are the 5 people that are really going to care about what you have to say about your brand and such, and then build off of those. It's the same thing with relationships. You don't remove relationships from the equation. They're still essential. But now you're talking to the right people. As opposed to sending out a press release to 350 people, you're going to focus it on 10 people. And actually, then those people are the ones you're going to reach out to and actually have communication with. And I confess, I am sort of expanded beyond the PR sphere. So it's just one of the wonderful implementations.
Where can people reach you?
In a variety of places, but certainly Paula at nadelphelan.com if it's a business side of it. And if it's the art side, Paula at paulaphelan.com.
And how do you spell Phelan?
P is in Paula, H-E-L-A-N.
Great. Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart. Back for more after this commercial break.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. That's 858-988-7477.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Paula Phelan.
Artificial intelligence and public relations. Kenya.
Can they use AI as a substitute for like a real PR person?
Mm-hmm. Up to a point. By having this technology and being able to make these connections, it just reduces the cost. As a high-priced agency for many years, I could not support startups. Not really. A lot of my friends, of course, are doing startups and such, and there was nothing I could do. There was no way I could financially be able to support them with the staff that I had. By leveraging AI, they can now get quality PR in a way that they wouldn't have had access to before. And if, you know, you're really, really just getting started and you've only got a couple $100, yes, you can do it yourself. But be careful. That's the one thing. And that is the difference. PR people are professionals. There is a way to approach people. There is a way to have an understanding of what the needs are and requirements are of the media, and to recognize that as you're reaching out to them. And if you're just an individual in a startup, and I see this all the time, where they just assume that the journalists are order takers, and that is not the case. They're individuals who have interest and write because they care about something, and it's a matter of being able to figure out who those people are and what they care about and giving them the right message at the right time.
So one of the things that you talk about on your website is how important it is for entrepreneurs to have a PR strategy and try to position themselves and their companies as thought leaders in their particular industry, especially if they're looking for investment funding, right? Because investors like the thought of investing in a company that has some sort of presence or is going to have some sort of impact. So maybe you could explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is really important. Thank you for bringing that up. The concept of, you know, if we build it, they will come is very strong in Silicon Valley. It's, we create this technology and then we hope we can find a place to sell it. It's important to realize from the very beginning that the VCs and the funding sources that you're going to as a startup, they need to hear about you. They need to know who you are and what you're doing and what it's about before you ask them for money. So they need to understand at least that you're out there, that you're real in some way. And the other thing that most people don't realize is when you go to somebody and you're asking for money, you're not asking for their money unless it's a private equity. But even then, those people asked other people for money. And so they need to be able to explain to those people why they're giving you money. So that is one of the reasons why PR is so important for startups. And it always broke my heart that I had to turn people away because it makes your funding process go so much smoother. And you have to do it anyway.
And if you have some earned media, then it gives your project credibility, right?
Exactly.
Because somebody, theoretically at least, thinks enough of your business to put you out there, right?
Right.
And kind of stand behind it.
Well,
right?
Paula, I'd like to take a little step back. Could you please explain exactly what public relations is and what it encompasses?
It's reaching an editor who writes stories and will listen to your story and then write about it. It's really that simple. But there's an ecosystem that's part of this, and that includes industry analysts and trade shows and podcasts and a wide variety of things, you know, that go into it as well. And PR feeds into all of that.
So it's getting yourself out there in a positive light and connecting with the people that you want to have tell your story.
It's
right?
True. But you know what else it does? It forces you to know your positioning and messaging.
So are there any pitch points you would offer in terms of how to position yourself to get picked up?
Perhaps, but my pitch point is more, who is it you're talking to? Who is it is on the other side of the pitch? And what is it that they're going to care about? And is there a way that you can position yourself that actually aligns with what they care about? One of the things that I'm sure a lot of people are afraid of AI, and people were afraid of computers back in the day, is that it's going to take away our humanity. And at the end of the day, all it is a conduit to each other. We still have to stay open and talk to each other and be involved and actually listen as opposed to just throwing things. I mean, that's part of the problem with social media, right? It's yelling into the void. So really taking time and paying attention to who the individuals are.
Well, I have a question for positioning yourself as a good person that people want to work with. How important do you think cause marketing is? It was a big buzz term a couple of years ago. Do you position yourself, say, look, part of my proceeds go to help children that are starving in the world? Do people kind of see through that, or they think you're genuine, or how important is that?
I think it really depends on the CEO, who the individual is. My attitude is we always gave quite a bit in funding, but we never promoted it because it's what we did. And for us, it was around the staff and being able to make sure that this percentage of what we were offering made sense. And also, it depends on who your clients are. Is where you put your money in charity equivalent to your product? Is there a linkage there? So that's my issue with cause stuff.
In any case, I want to change the focus, wondering about ROI and PR, because that's kind of one of the things that people bring up. It's like, well, okay, I got a couple press releases. I showed up on a couple of programs. Where's the bottom line contribution there? What do you say to people who talk about PR like that?
And I get that question all the time. My clients were all infrastructure solutions, so this is big money. Probably the average sale was somewhere, if anything was less than $2 million a sale, I'd be shocked. So in my world, if you get a piece of coverage and you get one lead that turns into a customer, you're done. You're golden, right? And this comes back to the AI and PR too. If you're selling something at a much lower price, can you really afford a full-on agency unless you're doing big volume? There is an ROI issue here. And I say it's all in the pudding. If you can generate the right coverage with the right people, and it's basically about leads. The main reason for doing PR is lead generation. Yes, expanding your brand and all of that and getting people to know, but it's still about lead generation. What you want to be able to do is feel comfortable with somebody who you know has your back.
And by that, you mean somebody who's not just going to encourage you to go out and spend a lot of time and money on things that really probably won't help you too much.
Absolutely. It's the caring piece that you can't replace with technology.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, when you take a look at brands or products, what would you say is like the perfect PR storm in terms of like how to bring those type of things to life for a brand?
There's sometimes luck. Sometimes luck. Just things being at the right moment in history. That'll really do it. It all depends on what field you're in. Entertainment is so different than branding for networking solutions, right? Mm-hmm. If I was going to try to do one thing that overviewed everything, it'd be truth. How honest can you be in your branding that people can understand what you are and what you're doing and why? It's important.
Paula Phelan, an advisor for Global AI Solutions.
One more thing. How do we get a hold of you real quick again?
Paula Nadel Phelan, N-A-D-E-L, Phelan.com or Paula at PaulaPhelan.com.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gerhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gerhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.